This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The war in Iraq was a disaster. The war in Iraq, when you talk about the migration, when you talk about all of the problems that you see today, the war in Iraq started it all. That was the beginning. Unfortunately, it was, you know, I was against the war in Iraq from the beginning. From 2003, I was, and even before then, I was against the war in Iraq. The war in Iraq was one of the worst decisions
When was Beirut bombed? That was before the war in Iraq.
That's right. But we went into the war, and who bombed Beirut? Who bombed? Where did that come from? Where did that come from? And where were the weapons of mass destruction, Brian?
I would say this. Madeleine Albright said they were there. Bill Clinton said they were there. Jacques Chirac said they were there. The Portuguese Prime Minister said they were there. Hosni Mubarak said they were there.
Well, they weren't there. They didn't find them. They found nothing. Who blew up the World Trade Center? It wasn't the Iraqis. It was Saudi. Take a look at Saudi Arabia. Open the documents. We ought to get Bush or somebody to have the documents opened, because frankly, if you open the documents, I think you're going to see that it was Saudi Arabia. It wasn't Iraq.
But Saudi Arabia did what?
Well, most of the people came from Saudi Arabia. They didn't come from Iraq. The World Trade Center was not, knocked down by Iraqis.
And Mr. Trump, when you made your comments about immigration, you know, indeed, there were a number of people in this country illegally who had overstayed their policy or over their visas.
Had my policy's been put into effect, had I been president, I would have had it, because I have the strongest immigration
in
policy.
In 9 months, you would have swept up.
Here's the deal, folks. What Trump is doing is calling for the release of the 28 pages. And he's a genius, because he's leaving it nebulous so the media says the papers don't exist, which they're now doing. And then you'll have the families with Trump, and you'll have Walter Jones on the show, and Colonel Schaefer and everybody else, and Rand Paul, you know, has called for the release of them. This is just an incredible moment, a legendary moment, a seismic moment. We've got Professor Francis Boyle on the latest on Zika joining us, but also want to get his take on Scalia dying. He's a constitutional lawyer in his own right. And I want to get his take on Donald Trump coming out and saying, you elect me, I will release the 28 pages. You do that, and it proves that criminal elements of our government stood down bare minimum. And folks, I know there's a lot more to it than that. I'm the guy that launched 9/11 Truth. I'm the guy that talked about it July 25th, so they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. Who else can do that? I mean, I'm not bragging. I just did it, okay? I know what I'm talking about. I'm Mr. False Flag. I'm the guy that exposes false flags. But I don't just say everything's a false flag. And I don't say everything is a political assassination. So I get criticized by that. 9/11 was a false flag. We don't know exactly what happened, but we know the official story is as phony as a $3 bill. It is so ridiculous, and we know there was a stand down. That's enough to put these people all in prison. That's aiding and abetting. We have them. It's done. It's proven. That's why Bush and Cheney testified in secret. And both parties are involved. You want to bring them down? This will. Trump is doing that. It is beyond seismic. It is earth-shaking. It is legend. It is the stuff that freedom is made of. It is confirmation that Trump isn't perfect and throws out some red meat torture points and things I don't agree with and all this, but that's his rhetoric versus his action. Oh, don't worry, we're not going to attack Russia or Syria, and we're going to get out of the Middle East, but I'll be strong, I'll be tough, rah, rah, rah. That's his politics. But when it comes to his action, what he's really doing, where he stands, you know, they've got his phones tapped, they've got ours tapped. The fact that we're in contact with their campaign, and I'm going to leave it at that at the highest levels, the media knows that. It's not bragging, but I hate to even get into it. Scares the living daylights out of the establishment. The fact that Donald Trump's people are getting educated about stuff and now putting it out is Death Star-level power for the Liberty Movement. And we're orbiting the planet at maximum velocity. We'll soon have the moon in range.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Anthony Gucciardi will be hosting the fourth hour today. That's going to be jam-packed. I'll probably stay over a little bit with him, but we've got a lot going on, obviously. I'm going to be meeting with my reporters today about some big stories we're working on as well. Our reporters are completing the final phase of their mission. 5 of them are down there right now. Close to the Mexico border at the ranch where Scalia mysteriously died Saturday. We're going to be going over all of that. I haven't gotten into the latest waves of Muslim refugees being led into Canada, putting out televised announcements to begin jihad. And again, I don't want to clash with the Muslims, folks. I'm not an anti-Muslim person, but they're bringing in radicals. They're going to cause a clash of civilizations, letting them attack. They're going to declare a civil emergency on the back of the crisis that's created, just like Europe has already done. So we're going to be talking about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Glenn Beck says God brought about Scalia's death. Oh, man, I tell you, sad to see Glenn moving towards the straitjacket category. And I mean that. I'm not in competition with other libertarian hosts. I don't like this. But I don't... I think it's safe to say that you can stick a fork in old Glenn. So we're going to be getting into that. The U.S. economy is continuing to disintegrate. We'll look at what's happening in China. I'm not trying to be negative. This is just facts here. Hungarian central bank stockpiles guns, bullets, citing terrorism risk and collapse risk. And another story. We're going to get to that. But let's talk right now with Professor Francis Boyle, who many of you know who he is, but he's a constitutional lawyer and a lot of other things. And he helped write, well, wrote the U.S. and then the U.N. biological weapons treaties. And he, of course, went through the special Harvard PhD program that only one person a year or so goes through to actually be taught how things really work, how the globalists run things. And he has a PhD in political science from Harvard University, as well as a doctor of law from Harvard as well. But the reason he's here is he has contacts with the big biological weapons experts and others. And before it was in the news that it had been sexually born by saliva or other fluids, he was saying that. And it's in areas where they've released the genetically modified mosquito that Bill and Melinda Gates are involved in and that the Rockefeller Foundation basically isolated. And now he's ready to basically say conclusively it is a bioweapon. It's a chimera that is a spliced, manufactured virus, and it's serious business. And they built bioweapons labs everywhere, so he wants to break all that down. Here is his boil down that he sent us. What he's saying is that the evidence points towards they're dealing with a GMO double or triple chimera that involves Zika and one or more other elements together with gain or function properties, e.g. West Nile, Da Nang, yellow fever. They've declared an emergency in Hawaii over that. And he goes over other viruses. Take your pick. What we call swine flu is really GMO triple chimera that might have GOF2. So it can be done again. So what do you think they're going to do with mosquitoes at those biowarfare BSL-4 labs in Hawaii, Galveston, and Colorado Springs? He goes on to say the chemical basis for Nazi nerve gas and pesticides are the same thing. Resurrecting the plague, like digging up out of the permafrost, in order to weaponize it, ranks right down with resurrecting the Spanish flu in order to weaponize it. You have to really be sick and determined to do stuff like that, as sick as determined as the Nazis were. And that's his little statement he sent to us. I appreciate him popping in because I want to ask him some other questions about what's happening in the world. Dr. Boyle, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. I did want to correct the record. I drafted the United States domestic implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention. It's known as the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989.
And wasn't that put into the UN stuff as well, though?
Well, it implements the UN Convention. And my act was adopted unanimously by both houses of the United States Congress and signed into law by President George Bush Sr. So it was really a bipartisan, from my perspective.
Sure, I get confused because of all the UN stuff you've done as well. Now, let's get into what your colleagues are saying, the research. You were right. You were ahead of the curve about it being from saliva and semen and things like that. They're now saying that. What is it? What do you think the plan is?
Well, obviously, I'm continuing to evaluate the situation. I don't have a vested interest here. No one's paying me except the taxpayers of the state of Illinois. But right now, it does appear that we are dealing with a genetically modified mosquito, probably done by Colorado State University. They have a BSL-4 death science lab there. It also appears the University of Wisconsin is involved with that Nazi biologist up there, Kawakawa, who resurrected the Spanish flu virus for the Pentagon in order to weaponize it. It also appears the biowarriors down there in Galveston, Texas, are involved. And this GMO'd mosquito bites a woman and disrupts the it sends in a biological agent directly through the placenta and literally zaps the embryo right there. That, to me, seems to be where we're getting the microcephaly. There are also reports that these children are coming out blind or severely disabled with respect to sight.
And that's a side effect, correct or wrong. It's meant to just kill the fetus entirely, but some kids are too strong, they make it through. And, of course, Bill and Melinda Gates, as usual, heavily involved, who say there are too many of us. Don't they know that as this comes out in popular culture, and you know, when super flus come out and kill people, that the folks involved in this are going to face retribution, regardless of whether they control the courts or not, Professor?
Well, the problem, Alex, is that they control the news media. You recall I was the first to blow the whistle on the West African Ebola pandemic, which, as I correctly pointed out, came out of a U.S. government lab there in Kenema, Sierra Leone. It was all over the Internet. I might have given you an interview or two on that. And I was completely blocked out of all the entire mainstream U.S. news media and even abroad. As you correctly point out, our phones are being tapped by the NSA, and they even beat me to the punch in several places. I was dealing with an extremely powerful member of the U.S. House of Representatives that I discussed this with him. He said he would put his top staffer on it. They contacted me, and then they headed me off at the pass. They never called me again.
Well, listen, I had Larry Nichols on, who was speaking to a Supreme Court justice, and within an hour and a half of him talking to a Supreme Court justice, a black SUV showed up at his rural home, would pull out of the driveway every time he came out. He got a photo of it as well, and then he called the police, and they said, yeah, we're DHS, leave us alone. And we haven't heard from him yet, have we? We're trying to work on that right now because he's going to get the rest of the intel. But this is definitely getting crazy. You've been put on no-fly list. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, I haven't been threatened over this, but certainly I was completely blacked out internationally on Ebola and now on what's going on in Zika. So apparently they've decided to deal with me just by silencing me and marginalizing me. That's all I can figure.
Well, you're not silenced. You're reaching millions of people, but that's why they want their internet kill switch and their censorship they're trying to bring in. What is the point? Because normally they'll put out something weaker to test its spread, like the H1N1, a simulant. Could this be a simulant, though it's already causing devastation, for something even more hardcore, a stronger strain?
Well, as of now, this is pretty powerful. It does seem to me we're dealing with a biological warfare agent that is designed to attack people of color in Latin America. That's what's going on.
Well, it's not race specific. It's being geographically specific, according to race.
Yeah. It is not like allegations that we do know that there was an attempt made to develop a racial specific biological weapon.
In South Africa and Israel.
Black people, yes. From everything I've read, I don't necessarily believe that was able to be done. But what is happening here is that this is, as you correctly say, geographically specific. And let me address one other point. I have seen on the Internet allegations that somehow I was lying or this, that, or the other thing, and it was really larvicide created by Monsanto. And let me just address that. I'm not questioning the good faith of people who are saying that was the Sumitomo Monsanto larvicide. Indeed, I've attacked Monsanto because now they've gotten involved directly into biological warfare, including working with Ebola. Despite what they had told me at the time of my statute when I met with them to tell them my statute was not designed to go after GMO food, that they did not plan to get into biological weapons because it would create publicity problems for their GMO food. But now they are directly involved in that, and I condemn them for it. But
well, look, I mean, their GMO food, in my view, is a bioweapon. Look at what it does to people. Look at the glyphosate they use. Look at how the genetics have been proven in studies to cross into our DNA, into our cells. So, you know, the way their crops spread into other species of crop and then force us to eat it. I mean, it's all, they're raping us. They are physically raping us with this food and with these mosquitoes.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We don't need no education.
You know, Dr. Francis Boyle wants to respond to some of the Monsanto groups out there saying we're liars, and he wants to correct it. Not us, but correct them. They lie on purpose. They misrepresent what we say on purpose. They say that I say Obama smothered Scalia. I said there should be an autopsy. But we can respond. In my view, it only encourages them. The point is, you got these companies making GMO insects and GMO mosquitoes and saying they're going to use them to deliver vaccines, whether we like it or not. And Bill Gates says he wants to make fruit and vegetables that have it, where it's pharmacological and it's in the food, so you don't have a way to get away from it. I mean, this is crazy. It's forced medicalization. And so that's what I'm getting at, but getting into the larva side and how they confuse things. The point is, they're releasing GMO mosquitoes all over the world. They're mutating. They're mixing with mosquitoes. They're using them to get rid of mosquitoes. Who knows what's going to happen? Look at all the drug disasters we've seen. Let's just say it's not on purpose. Look at how Plum Island, the known Nazis, were taken there off New York. They tested weaponized syphilis. This has been basically declassified. They've come within an inch of admitting it all. And then that's where you get Lyme's disease. I mean, there's no end to this stuff. So that's what he's getting at. And they just hope the public is stupid. And, you know, they just say we're liars. So specifically, if you want to correct those pieces out there, Dr. Boyle.
Well, let me just affirm that what you're saying is correct about Plum Island. Certainly my opinion and others is that West Nile virus, as we know it today, and Lyme disease, as we know it today, both came out of, at least in this country, biowarfare work there at Plum Island.
Zoological bioweapon work.
Right, bioweapon work. But to get back to the larvicide, that's a chemical agent. We are dealing here with a biological agent. That is why it spreads by means of blood, saliva, urine, semen, and sexual intercourse. So we are dealing here not with a chemical agent, but a biological agent, a biological warfare agent that, in my opinion, has been designed and, in this case, unleashed for the purpose of population control and reduction. That's the only conclusion I can reach from everything I've read so far. Now, if people have other evidence that they want to send to me from reliable sources, I'm happy to take a look at it and revise my conclusions. But those are the conclusions I've reached so far, and no one has contradicted me on the Black West African Ebola pandemic coming out of Kenema. As a matter of fact, these scientists at Harvard MIT Broad Institute tried to do a cover-up CYA piece in Science magazine that people were then sending to me and saying, well, this debunks what you're saying. I debunked that article in 15 minutes. You can read my debunking of it on Washington blog.
Well, sure. I mean, they're now saying that they never said there was a pillow over Scalia's face. They said it three times. I mean, this is what they do. They have to prove they're not guilty. They're the ones releasing GMO mosquitoes into the air. It's all these big companies. I mean, look, Monsanto keeps saying glyphosate isn't connected to tumors. It's been known forever it is. You know, just like Monsanto and their Searle and their aspartame. I mean, next they're going to tell us Agent Orange wasn't bad for people, you know?
Well, I just want to make it clear. I had been observing a de facto ceasefire with Monsanto ever since I met with them around 1988 or so, that as long as they did not lobby against my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act and get involved in biological weapons, I wasn't going to create problems for them. But now they are. And they are definitely, they just took a big contract from the government to do dual-use Ebola work. There's no more de facto ceasefire between Monsanto and me. That's for sure. But this larvicide goes back to Sumitomo. It is Monsanto. I'm not here to defend Monsanto at all. So.
Now, I don't think we know exactly what's going on here. It's just that you've got all these companies and groups releasing mosquitoes. You've got the obviously this mutated virus that's now being spread through humans. It's causing big problems. that needs to be investigated and looked at, just like there needs to be an autopsy of Scalia. Briefly, what do you think about Scalia?
Obviously, there are many anomalies here. The U.S. Marshal Service stood down.
Yeah, well, do five more minutes with us, Professor. I know you've got to teach class, but stay there five more minutes.
March.
On the other side
the
of
the Empire's camp. On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're finishing up with Dr. Francis Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty that was ratified so that we could follow the U.N. treaty, basically. And he's an expert on this, and he has broken hundreds of big stories over the years. He's written a lot of books as well. Just Google his name. He, of course, is also a college professor, constitutional lawyer, and he is saying this is highly suspicious, and the Zika virus has gotten more powerful. And he's talked to a lot of experts, and you also have the fact that you have the Rockefeller Foundation, 47, getting it out of Africa, and then bringing it back, and then fiddling with it since then, and now it pops up. This is serious. Now, Richard Reeves joins us from South Carolina in about 5 minutes. Briefly, because I've got to get to the other news. There is a lot of it, and I've got to do it. Then Anthony Gucciardi hosts the fourth hour today. And then a strange little piece of news. One of my good friends, he's worked here 9 years, Weldon Henson, or 10 years, who I just think ought to be one of the biggest country singers in the country. Just because he's that good. Like a cross between George Strait and Dwight Yoakam is what I would kind of describe him as. It's like old-fashioned country, but it's like updated. Austin Mayer names the day after a musician from Humble, but he's been in Austin since he got out of the Air Force 12 years ago. And only Willie Nelson and a few other people have gotten this. And this just shows, I mean, I guess the mayor, Steve Adler, is a big fan. So that's pretty good, folks. That's just one of our info warriors. He runs the warehouse, the shipping, customer service, all that stuff with Tim Frigier, and just does a great job. Good friend of mine. That's who I hang out with on holidays and comes over to the house, and you know, we eat a steak with our families and drink a bottle of red wine. He's a classy guy, and it's good to see him getting so successful. I hear him on XM now, and he's never gone and done a contract in Nashville. Hope we don't lose him to Nashville, but so what? It's just exciting, small world. Okay, getting back to serious issues, Dr. Francis Boyle, folks can read your articles at Infowars.com and a lot of other blogs. You were mentioning one of them earlier, your response to all this. But shifting gears out of Zika and other emerging threats, and, well, they're causing emergencies in major countries, and the UN's declared an emergency, as you were saying earlier, Hawaii. This is a serious situation. But as you said, it's causing Danang-like fever as well, but Zika's the pathogen. I saw that last week in the news. You had said that previously. How did you know that when it wasn't in any of the medical literature? Because when you said that, I went and looked it up and wasn't finding it, and then a few weeks later, it keeps coming out. I mean, you say you have sources, and you do your research. You're the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty, but how do you know all this?
Well, I've been dealing with biology, genetics, whatever, since I was in college, and then biological warfare since I was in law school studying it in 1974.
Or the Danang fever, sorry, go ahead.
I follow these matters, and any time there is a mysterious outbreak of some type of what appears to be biologically based epidemic, pandemic, call it what you want, I operate under the assumption that it could be a biological warfare agent at work, and I had better immediately shift into gears and hit my usual sources and do some additional research and see whether or not there's a basis for this conclusion.
Now, is anyone doing that in the government? Because I know from reading, you know, past reports that the FBI, the CDC, and others were constantly monitoring, but I never hear they're out checking to see if something's a weapon now. It's like things get more sophisticated, you know, there's more weapons out there, but instead they just say, don't worry about it, it doesn't exist, threats from biowarfare have subsided. But when I read international publications and listen to foreign governments, they say that it's higher than ever. What's the truth?
The truth is they're all in on it, and we have spent $100 billion on biological weapons since after 9/11 2001.
That's BioShield program, right?
Well, when you add all the different programs together, I did sit down, I guess, 6 months ago on all the programs, and it came out to $100 billion.
Wow, I didn't know they'd spent that much. I knew it was close to it. Wow, just amazing. Well, the reason you held over, and I appreciate your time, is briefly getting back to Scalia. I mean, the way they handled it, either it was foul play or they're trying to make it look like that. I mean, constantly changing the story, not having an autopsy, acting all weird, middle of nowhere, all these key cases he was about to hear, and then saying we're crazy if we say there should be a autopsy when all these top, you know, head of forensic labs, heads of homicide, you know, current and former police are saying, no, this is standard operating procedure. Something's going on here.
Well, that's correct. And and it does appear that, well, just to start, why was the U.S. Marshals Service stood down when he was there on a ranch where people were hunting with weapons? They should have been around just to look after him.
No kidding.
And then, as correctly pointed out, the fellow who found the body said his a pillow was covering his face. And then the judge who declared him dead did it all over a telephone. Now, we've been told this is consistent with Texas law, I don't know if that's
We looked it up. It's not, sir.
It sounds pretty strange to me.
If there can't be a medical examiner from old Frontier days, there's a clause that then they can do it. If they go investigate and certify, they had the opportunity for the medical examination, at least by a medical doctor, they violated it. We've written articles about the code, so they lied about that too and said, don't worry, follow.
About that. If you read the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the mainstream news media, they'll say, oh, well, this is all permissible under Texas law. Well, it sounds like a very strange law to me that would allow this judge to declare him dead over the telephone without even being there in purpose and dying of natural causes when there's a pillow over his head. And then, of course, as you correctly point out, there was no autopsy. And I don't know if that, under these circumstances, would be consistent with Texas law. And then finally, what we know, the federal government hasn't done anything, from what I can tell.
Well, that's what the local police, even deputies, have said it's wrong, and say the sheriff's done like this before, is that, yeah, if it's at a sports stadium and Evel Knievel flies off his bike and cuts his head off, that's when, I mean, that's what they're saying. There has to be witnesses. There has to be, you know, known cause. Yes, there's an autopsy if someone dies in a 100-mile-an-hour car crash. That's when a judge can do this. But if there's no witnesses, not an attending physician, it has to be a physician that's in charge under Texas law. We read the code on the air three times a few days ago. They have to, yes, if a doctor of a hospital certifies it, then a judge, if they want, over the phone, can say no autopsy. But that's when it happens.
Right, and that's just Texas law. And there must be a protocol for the United States federal government in the Department of Justice.
We looked it up. There is. When a high-level federal officer gets killed, it becomes a federal jurisdiction immediately.
Of course. And we should have seen the FBI down there immediately making an investigation as to what has happened. It appears someone told the FBI to stand down.
Exactly. Well, Obama was told 2 hours after it happened, and then all this began to unfold. They sat on it for at least 2 hours, and 7 hours for the public was told. But here's what's really big. They had their story right up front, ready, no foul play right away, no autopsy right away, and then it's right on the border with one of the most dangerous. So you have to sign a waiver when you stay there that, you know, if you get hurt, it's your fault. And you know, it's dangerous in certain spots on the border. That ranch, not particularly so, but I've been down to that area many times. It's beautiful, but it's dangerous. I mean, you've got one of the heads of state killed right on the Mexican border, and you don't investigate?
Yeah, it makes no sense at all, just from a legal perspective, because we do have federal and state laws directly on point that seem to have been violated. And then you have to add in there, if you look at all the cases on the current docket of the Supreme Court that Justice Scalia was dealing with, there were large numbers of people out there who would like to see him dead. Just run down the list of all those cases, and there's a good chance the Supreme Court took many of those cases because there was going to be a 5-4 majority in favor of the conservative position on all those cases. You could just run down the list and say, well, who would not want a 5-4 conservative majority in these currently pending Supreme Court cases?
Well, the Mexican government wants an open border, too, and there he was. Dr. Boyle, in closing, I appreciate your time and your tireless work. I know just as a citizen activist and as an expert, you know, exposing what's happening with things. Donald Trump, I've had big questions about him a year ago, bigger questions 6 months ago, but I tell you, I was told he's going to bring up the 28 pages, watch. And now he's done it, which is such a huge deal, because if that comes out, it all comes down, all of 9/11 that I know you're an expert on. How big a deal is it for you to have Trump coming out saying, elect me and I'll release the 28 pages? That has got to be a shot across the bow of the Bushes and the Clintons. Cheney crawled out from under a rock, went on Fox News and basically threatened Trump back. Trump has got some of the biggest huevos I've ever seen. What is your gut on Trump?
He better hire some private security agents and not just rely on the Secret Service. He should be protected by a team of his own people that he completely relies on at this point. Yes, he's really gone to the heart of what happened at on 9/11 and what's in those 28 pages. I guess we can all have our own opinions about what might be in those 28 pages. But I read the 9/11 commission report drafted by one of Condi Rice's buddies. It was a clear-cut cover-up from the beginning.
And the six of the ten said it was a fraud, and then Cheney goes on Fox and says the commission said we didn't do anything. No, the report he wrote did. Dr. Boyle, thank you for your tireless work. Sure. Folks should check out your books just by Googling your name, Francis Boyle. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. My best to your audience.
Thank you, sir. I'll tell you, it is just epic times to be alive. We're about to go to South Carolina, but that's a great man right there. He's been through a lot to tell the truth. He could have joined the power structure in a big way. We're about to go to Richard Reeves here in just a moment. For TV viewers, you can see Richard right there. We're going to you in a moment, Richard. You'll be with me a little bit in the next hour. And I'm meeting with our great reporters that are here, Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, and then Darren McBrain and others about some big things we're working on as well. Nightly news is tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And I've got to hit this other news. We're just going to have Richard on briefly, even though he has a lot of big news for us out there on the campaign trail. It is your funding that allowed us to build this studio and to be syndicated and have a TV station now starting to pick us up at major cable systems like Houston. We're on basic cable there, folks. That is huge. We're not on channel 800. We're on, you know, low channels. Richard Reeves is in South Carolina. He's been in every battleground state, and we've got other reporters there as well. Five people, a five-man team, down there in harm's way at the place where Scalia died. I mean, we're going into the judge's chambers. We're bullying in. These are amazing people. And I'll be quite frank, you know, with you. I want to be able to hire more reporters, and I want to be able to take care of my reporters. I want to be able to, you know, fund our operation to be strong. And we've been able to do that to a certain extent because of you. What you've done is a miracle. There's nothing else like this out there. That's why Matt Drudge made a pilgrimage here. We made a pilgrimage, to support him. Because we're all in this together. There's not a lot of us here at this level, but there are a lot of you, and you are the real power of this transmission. And we are running a bunch of specials at InfoWarsLife.com. You can read the rave reviews, but just go buy the products and try them if you haven't, because the folks that have been buying them, you keep buying them and you love them. But only a fraction of our listeners and viewers actually ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. We have the best shortwave radios, the lowest prices, the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the best prices, widest selection. We have incredible Patriot apparel. We have just incredible books and films and materials and just thousands of items at InfoWarsStore.com. Anthroplex is selling out. Should be sold out by tomorrow at current sales rates. You can get 20% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. It'll blow you away, folks. Just try it. Liver Shields, you can do the liver detox, and the gallbladder cleanse is back, and it's paired, discounted with the oxy powder. This is higher level oxygen, so it breaks down and releases in the upper and lower intestine and just safely and help. You will. I mean, Rob Dew is not fat. He lost 12 pounds of just detritus in 7 days. I've done the same thing. I need to do another one. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the all-new ProPure ProMax 4-stage filter that cuts or reduces the non-detectable levels, hundreds of different pathogens. You absorb and breathe so much of this garbage. InfoWarsStore.com, promo code WATER to get 10% off on that as well. And it just comes down to shopping with the good guys and continuing to support us, because I'm just hoping that people continue to support us so we can even sustain what we're doing at this bold level. I mean, we've got a third of the funding of somebody like Lynn Beck, and we reach three or four times on the internet now more than he does. We're not in competition with him. I wish he was more hardcore than us and was reaching a billion people. I mean, I'm in a death battle with the globalist here. I'm not in competition. I have a responsibility, because nobody else will do it, to just be all in. Believe me, I know when I went on air Saturday night and said, investigate him being murdered. Look, they'll probably not do an autopsy. And sure enough, I mean, I'm committed. It's a good feeling, folks. I just don't care what happens. I'm committed. And I know you're committed, but the products are available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Get the new Hillary for Prison t-shirts. The old one sold out. I think I got like one size left or something. And you know, wear it. Get it out there. Get on the campaign trail. Help promote InfoWars. We promote freedom. It's symbiotic. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and support our local affiliates. That's just as important as supporting us. Become a sponsor. Support the sponsors. Let them know why you're supporting the station. Buy a billboard for the station. If people that hoard money, most of the wealthy and middle class lost a third of their wealth this last 6 months, you're going to lose everything, okay, if you don't go all in. There's a good feeling about being all in, folks. There's a good feeling about just taking the gloves off and just getting in that ring and going, I don't know who's going to win this, but I'm about to give you everything I got. And that's why in life I've never gotten beat many times, because I don't fight to win. I fight to survive. I fight until the other guy's down and doesn't get back up. And that's what it takes to win, folks. You don't think about winning. You just do it. To steal a phrase from Nike, but it's absolutely true. And Donald Trump's doing it, Richard Reeves. Last night and this morning, he's been doing it more and more intensely. I literally got tears in my eyes this morning where he actually said, I'm going to expose it. The Saudis did it, and there's more to it. We're going to bring it out. It's going to bring these crooks down. I literally, Donald Trump, that's it. I'm sealed the deal. He's for real. He's hurting them too bad. There's no way it's a game. He's risking his life. We're going to skip this network break. I can't help it. Because they support us, I'm skipping breaks here. I just can't help it. Richard Reeves. It is so seismic right now. I do not have words. This is the biggest thing, the single biggest thing I've ever seen Trump doing this, because you were here 3-4 months ago or 5 months ago, whatever it was, when Stone first came here, a month before Trump came on in December. And you were here when we had all these discussions. I mean, you were the only person privy to that. And to actually see Trump doing all of this and more, he is death-defying. I mean, believe me, they have got teams sitting around thinking about how to kill him right now. And if he dies of a heart attack or something, and then they have a fake autopsy or whatever, I mean, I'm telling you, I don't think anybody's in more danger in the world right now than Donald Trump. What do you think, Richard?
Alex, could not agree with you more. Absolutely. We've seen the Donald, since last Saturday, double, triple, quadruple, quintuple down on 9/11 Truth.
How proud of you are you? How proud of you as a man, you know, betting on Trump? You know, when you were here 6 months ago saying, hey, I think Trump's for real, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, how good do you feel right now knowing he's good? I mean, this is, I'm just so proud of him. It's so good, Richard. Oh, I love it.
Absolutely. I am proud. I'm proud of you, Alex Jones. I'm proud of the InfoWarriors out there, InfoWarriors supporting InfoWarsLife.com. So critical to what we do. Look at how you're spread out in Texas doing reports here in South Carolina. You're all over the planet. We listen to you on broadcast. You got Max Kaiser in Europe and in Russia and everywhere else. It's awesome to see and hear. But I'll tell you what, the Donald Trump lead looks like he's looking good here in South Carolina. It looks like he's going to win. But, Alex, I'll tell you what, I'm a little concerned about that. I don't think he's running a campaign where he could win as big as he could. I think Donald could win way bigger than what he's going to win here in South Carolina. But I'll tell you what, we'll take any win. We'll take the win. And here is the thing, is one thing that's kind of come out here in the last 2 or 3 weeks is the ground game. Ted Cruz has the ground game. You know, we know we had the ground game in Iowa, that he had that ground game in Iowa. He's got the ground game here, I think, in South Carolina. So that's the thing to watch out for. They say that money is the mother's milk of politics. Well, ground game and grassroots is the mother's nurturing in politics. And that's one thing that has not quite come together, I don't think, for Donald Trump yet. So that the campaign needs to be worried about that. They need to be working on that in a big way in these upcoming states.
Well, he doesn't come out of politics, so he doesn't even know that.
And hopefully he surrounds himself very rapidly with people that know the ground game of politics, because he had his campaign manager named Corey Lewandowski. His home state was New Hampshire. So I tell you what, a loss in New Hampshire would have just totally destroyed that guy's career. But I think that's why we saw a better ground game in New Hampshire. But I tell you what, Corey Lewandowski, I hope he really goes to work in these upcoming states. Because in South Carolina, that's been kind of missing. I hear it on local talk radio that you can tell that Ted Cruz has got a better ground game going. Now,
let me tell you what a real ground game is. Trump needs to go, and I know it's exhausting, on all these big local shows. Because that's how you really sell people, better than knocking on doors.
And that's kind of what I'm talking about, is I'm listening to some local talk radio stations here while
you're
I'm in South Carolina. And I'm hearing Cruz. I'm hearing Cruz. I'm hearing Marco Rubio. And I know Donald Trump is booked with his schedule. I mean, I know he's doing the big nationwide
stuff. Yeah, I mean, look, Richard, you were a motorcycle racer and race car racer. You know, rode dirt bikes on him. You're a competitive guy, for folks that don't know you personally. You're always telling me how I can be better and stuff. At a certain point, we can't just sit here and prod Trump at this point to do a better job, because he's in the arena completely. So are we, but not like him. I mean, he is the main gladiator up front, fighting.
No, I agree. It's just my desire to see him win as big as possible.
No, his lead has been, from what I've seen, correct me if I'm wrong, his lead has been gaining in South Carolina.
He got a good bump from Saturday's debate when the people out there watching in TV land.
Yeah, the booing backfired. The fact that it was all rigged.
Right, right. When the people out there in TV land saw that crowd or heard the crowd in the debate, then yes, absolutely. I saw polls here locally in South Carolina where Trump was up over 50%. So that battle's tightened up a little bit. I think we're still going to see Donald Trump get up in the 40% range, which will just be awesome. But I tell you, here's another big piece of news, a story that Matt and I are working on. Is, you know, we've been talking about this delegate race. Well, we're going to be uploading a story here in the next day or two with the full report, but I can just give you a little thumbnail sketch. Is I was asking a chairman of the Aiken County GOP here in South Carolina how that process worked, and bottom line, real quick, what he told me is the delegates that go to Cleveland from South Carolina, they had to be involved with the GOP back in 2015. They had to be involved last year.
That shows how you got to get into the delegate process way ahead of time.
Because those guys from 2015 involved in the party, they're going to be going to congressional district caucuses coming up here in South Carolina in the near future, and it's out of that pack of people, it's out of that bunch of people that the 50-some-odd delegates from South Carolina.
So that's why we've got to have a landslide for Trump, which is going to be hanky-panky, and people have to now go become delegates now for the election 2 years, 4 years away. It's the long war that wins. Look at InfoWars. Coming from Access TV 21 years ago to where it is today, look at Drudge. It's all the long war is what wins. Resistance is victory. But, Richard, again, how many hours until the voting starts?
Well, you know, we're less than 48 hours away. The Saturday vote is coming up. Here it is Thursday afternoon, so we are very, very close to that primary day.
48 hours out. And now is the time. If you got family in South Carolina, or look up local numbers and listen on the internet, call in to talk radio. This is a war, folks. You get on one big talk show and make points about Trump or whatever, that's hundreds of votes. I mean, you have to really get aggressive, folks. If you don't have money, call shows. If you don't, you know, if you got money, donate to Trump. I mean, get aggressive, folks. Put your blood, put the skin in the game.
Alex, I want to back up what you said about that he needs to win big. That's why he needs to win big, is to overcome all of these hoops and hurdles that the establishment has put in play. He needs to, as rapidly as, I don't think it's going to happen in South Carolina.
Well, he's going to get all the truthers. He's going to get, he's starting to get a lot of the anti-war people, who are conservatives. I mean, he's doing all the right things right now. I'm telling you, he's scaring the system big time, Richard.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as you were talking about earlier with your previous guest, we're talking about this genetically modified virus that's out there in these mosquitoes. You know, Barnum and Bailey Circus has nothing on the New World Order. The New World Order's got more rings out there and ringmasters and dog and horse, dog and pony shows, etc. But you know what? We've got them running. We've got them scared. That's why they are so dangerous. That's why they are, because they're cornered right now. They see a revolution happening on both sides of this party. I guarantee you that all eyes of the planet are watching what's happening here in the United States on this election.
That's right. Well, let's get you back on tomorrow on the nightly news to actually go over what you're seeing on the ground there. Thank you, Richard Reeves.
Thank you, Alex.
That's Richard Reeves, our political correspondent, who's been in Iowa, New Hampshire, and now right there in South Carolina and on into Super Tuesday and on to the whole time. He's going to be there, and that costs a lot of money to have a camera crew and Richard Reeves on the campaign trail. Again, I told you buy the products, you spread the word, you support us, you're going to see us with a news organization going and doing the dirty jobs, like down there with Scalia covering that, and just on top of it, covering Bilderberg, Davos, you name it, we're on it. And if they kill me, I expect folks to be down here covering what happened. I mean, that's just how it is. And I've got this place set up to keep going after I'm gone, if that was to happen. Knock on wood, I don't want that to happen, but I'm not worried about it because I'm committed. I don't mean to talk like this to be dramatic, but this is real, people, and you know it is. Pray for Donald Trump, though. I'm telling you right now, he's gone to the lion's den big time. Fourth hour straight ahead, Infowars.com/show. I got 5 more minutes. And then the Italian Stallion, Anthony Gucciardi, the Thoroughbreds coming in here. Radio Network.